Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on the day that you're talking about the Nats, Max Scherzer hitting a homer, and the Redskins, Jordan Reed, going to see a specialist for his toe day?
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on the two best pitchers on the Nationals are both not healthy day?
Day? Who put a question mark on the teleprompter?
Whatever you put there, he will read.
11:45 every day, a double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We'll give you the latest on the Skins from training camp in Richmond and the Nats in moments, 12:18. We got some juicy NFC East predictions for you, but let's get to that double play. Danny, I finished Ozark last night.
Do not spoil it. I have one episode left.
I put the finishing touches on the only season. Remember, I asked you what show should I start watching. I'd already watched a couple episodes of Ozark. You didn't tell me to watch Ozark, but I said I don't want to start a show I'm 57 episodes behind in
six seasons.
You don't
want to be too far back.
There's only been one season of this. Who knows if there's going to be a second season. Jason Bateman, did he write and direct this or just write?
I couldn't tell you. I know he's a producer. I remember that from the credits.
Heavily involved in the project is the main actor in all 10 of the episodes, Laura Linney, who I actually don't like because I feel like she always plays an unlikable wife/mom.
I am so out on Laura Linney. Thank you for saying that.
Well, you're more than welcome. Are you with me that she always plays the same unlikable person?
Yeah, I
hated her in The Truman Show.
Her character in The Truman Show is basically, hey, we need that role. Let's call Laura Linney.
I'm trying to remember. She was in Mystic River, but I don't remember if she was equally as unlikable in that movie. But it's a very good show. It's a little bit too dark and almost too much to deal with for me toward the end of the season. I didn't love it. I am more Team Danny saying this show is good than Team Thom saying this show is bad.
It is unique and different, which I like a lot.
Very unique. Unlike any show I've seen, it's so dark and so dramatic, but yet some really like twisted, funny moments happen. I think it is in some ways genius. I'm glad I watched it, and it's the first time I have finished a show start to finish since The Night Of on HBO.
Hey, attaboy!
So what I realize is I basically need small series is. I need like 7-8 episodes at a time.
You can do it.
That I can bang out. But Ozark is in the can. Thank you, Jason Bateman. Job well done. I like Jason Bateman. Normally just a funny guy who's similar in a lot of movies. This is a different kind of role for him.
Your next show needs to be Narcos. I believe only 16 episodes for you, and it's remarkable.
That's it? 16?
It's excellent. Two seasons. Two seasons based on the true story. It is incredible. But here's what I give credit to. And you've never seen this because there are too many episodes, and it's one of the five best shows ever made, by the way. Ozark is done in the style of Breaking Bad, where timelines jump around. They'll give you a flashpoint, and then you sort of have to work up to that and after that and kind of through that, and something won't make sense initially. Like, in, for example, people that have watched Breaking Bad know I'm not spoiling anything here. They kept showing a teddy bear on Breaking Bad, like at the beginning of a show or kind of like at various points. You're like, why is this thing significant? And then they finally showed you the big payoff in the end as to why that thing mattered. And it was great. It felt really worthwhile. Ozark has that same kind of formula. It's, to me, I've seen the, as I say all the time, the cop show where the one cop doesn't play by the rules, damn it, but he gets his man. Or like the friends that have middling jobs but somehow like still live in incredible places in L.A. or New York City. I've seen a million of those shows. I have not seen this before. I have not seen something like that, which is why I gave it a little more appreciation than some folks.
Good for really Netflix, good. Amazon Prime, anything that gives me shows 10 at a time that I can binge.
Binge.
You're doing it correctly in 2017. That is my double play. Let's get to Danny's.
Time for mine. I hinted at it at the top of the show. I saw a movie in the theater for the first time since I saw Rogue One last December. I watched Dunkirk live and in person. That movie is excellent. That movie is absolutely excellent. Couple things. My favorite thing now in film is when I don't get Hollywooded. And what I mean by that is when you have a story that's amazing, right? And you don't have to dress it up and do these like slow builds of like rain falling outside and some guy like longingly looking out the window with some emo stupid music plays or something else to kind of figure it out. The thing that we now call character development, we think we're supposed to like that. Here's why Dunkirk kicks ass. The story itself is so amazing, you don't have to dress it up. You don't have to do anything fancy. You don't have to do any tricks. You realize this is intense. This is ridiculous. This whole story is so enthralling, we don't have to waste our time. You're invested because you presumably have lived in our society and are generally aware of World War II. You're generally aware that Hitler was the bad guy and those Germans were fanatical.
Yeah.
You're generally aware that the war took place for years without the U.S. coming in, you know, on their flying eagles and fixing everything. This movie, this story is, from start to finish, as intense, beautifully shot, and incredible. What a great idea for a film.
I'm going to see it a second time in IMAX because
so
that's
good.
Supposedly the rage.
That's how I saw it.
I saw it RPX, and it was really, really good. So I want to see it now in IMAX. But it is a great movie.
So, so good.
And I am now of the belief, have been for a while, but I stayed there. If Christopher Nolan directs it, I'm going to watch it. I mean, he's that good. His recently directed movies, Dunkirk, obviously in theaters now. Interstellar in 2014 before that. The Dark Knight Rises, which is not only one of the greatest superhero movies ever, it's just one of the best movies of the last 7-8 years. Or Dark Knight, I should say, in 2008. But Dark Knight Rises is also very good.
Got slept
Inception,
on a little bit.
2010.
Mm-hmm.
He had a weird run earlier. Like, I love the movie Batman Begins. Love it.
It's
I think
great.
It was incredible
it's
and completely overlooked. But he had a weird run with, like, some movies like, I don't know if you ever saw Memento or Insomnia.
Terrific flick, Memento.
All they are great movies. His batting average is like 900. He is a Hall of Fame batting average.
He also wrote, by the way, a movie that is so slumbered upon by our society that deserves way more credit, The Prestige.
Yeah.
Michael Caine, Christian Bale, Hugh Jackman, Scarlett Joruye.
He directed that, too.
Yeah, he's awesome in it. I mean, it's a great job.
Not only that, though, even more recently, you know, when you talk about what he wrote Man of Steel, the story.
The story of it.
He did not direct that movie, but he wrote it. He's very good. And with Dunkirk, he hits a ball to the upper deck again. He's Aaron Judge in a home run derby. And he's just going the other way, and it's going 496 feet, and someone's going to catch it, or it's going to leave the ballpark and end up in the water somewhere.
I just want to stop remaking movies that were good or had their place in history and time. Right? So, like, remaking Ghostbusters should never have happened, remaking things that were classics. Just to do it is stupid. If you're going to do something, do what they're going to do with Blade Runner and make the next chapter, okay? That's all fine and good. Stop remaking things. This is, we've seen war movies before. We've done the dance. Remember we had that run, whether it was Saving Private Ryan or Black Hawk Down or whatever. It was like, make a big, huge, epic war movie. We know how to do that. This is the next level to me, where you don't have to pretend. You don't have to make up a story. Zero Dark Thirty is an amazing story. Just tell the story.
Yeah.
This is an amazing story.
I love Zero
Just
Dark
tell
Thirty.
The story.
Well, and the best thing about this movie is the time sequence, where you have three, you basically shot land, water, sky.
Amazing.
The three different capacities of the war, three different timelines, 1 day, 1 hour, 1 week.
So good.
Kind of all intertwining. If you haven't seen it, it's brilliant. If you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is very, very good. I gave it an 8 out of 10 when you asked me to grade it for you before you went and saw it. And that was the highest grade I gave of any of the movies I've seen recently. What would you give it?
I do the 5-point scale because I'm standard. It's 5 out of 5 pay attention to me's.
Wow.
5 out of 5 pay attentions.
It's pretty strong. Beltway Blitz at noon. Latest on the Nats and the Skins next. And at 12:18 are NFC East bold predictions on Grant and Danny.
Zero. Zero, people. 0% financing. That is 0% financing for 72 months on the Fusion, the Escape, the Edge, the Explorer, plus $1,000 trade assistance. Where am I talking about? You know where. Ted Britt Ford, people. Ted Britt Ford. How about 125% Kelley Blue Book value on a trade-in? That's right. That is right. So here's your Stone Cold Steve Austin bottom line, okay? Get yourself to Ted Britt Ford. Get great value for your trade-in. Get incredible value on a car, truck, or sub SUV to the layperson. Drive off and you get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. Big stuff, powertrain. Little stuff, replace your windshield. Yeah, you ever cracked your windshield? I did once. Like some truck is driving along and like it was like leaking rocks and one bounced up a certain way, hit the lower right quadrant of my windshield, looked like a spider's web expanding day by day. I had to like price out a bunch of different things, called my insurance company 74,000 times. It was Les Mis. That's what the play Les Miserables is about. It's about me trying to get my windshield fixed. Tedbert Ford handles that for you. Done. Book it. Zero. It's over. Go see them. Okay? They're in Fairfax and Chantilly. And when you do, do me a personal favor. Tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.